Hey, I want to make sure you don't miss out on this opportunity. A big opportunity for you, and so I want to get this to you before we go any further. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company, has been since 1947. You know that if you listen to this program. I've known the folks at Wolverine for years and years. Long before I did radio, I had a Wolverine system in my house. Why? It works. It works. It's of high quality. The people are terrific there. And Wolverine is a Michigan-owned and operated business that employs your friends and neighbors who build the very best water treatment systems right here. Now, you have a chance right now to win a brand-new reverse osmosis drinking system from Wolverine, and all you have to do is go to stevegruber.com and get started. That's right, a brand-new RO system. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, sign up for your free water test, and then get registered for your chance to win an RO system worth $2,700. It's the best water you're ever going to have. And in this day and age, when you look at headlines about water contamination, whether it's PFAS or lead in the water or whatever it may be, an RO system gives you peace of mind. And where else could you have a chance to win a brand new reverse osmosis system for your home? For your pole barn, for your place up north, whatever it is, you got a chance to win right here. Nothing more important than pure drinking water. No better place to make that happen than Wolverine. So what are you waiting for? Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, sign up for your free water test, get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system for $2,700 value, man. It's like Christmas in July. We'll be getting to that giveaway sometime real soon. Got a bunch of things to catch up on here. Michigan headlines. I'm not sure what Governor Nessel was up to while I was away, except that I hear she's trying to shut down Line 5. She's trying to shut down Line 5 still over the objections of Enbridge, and not with the blessing of the governor. You know, it's interesting that Dana Nessel, the attorney general, thinks that she is the governor. But we'll get to that in the days to come as well. A biracial rapper, Tiny Jag, whose real name is Jillian Graham, was scheduled to perform at the Afrofuture Festival event in Detroit coming up in August. But then she learned something kind of unusual. And she said, I'm not going to be any part of that. She learned that white people were being charged more because of their race to go to this event. I don't know how that would be illegal, but I was immediately enraged just because I am biracial, Graham told the Detroit Metro Times. You should be enraged at that because you're an American, but that's reason enough, I suppose. I have family members that would have, under those circumstances, been subjected to something that I would not ever want them to be in, especially not because of anything that I have going on. The early bird people of color tickets were $10, while non-POC tickets were $20. Mm-hmm. That, according to a Detroit newspaper, yep. So she later publicly withdrew her support. Yep. Said, I'm not going to have anything to do with that. Graham, whose grandmother is white, said she understands the goal of equity and equality of the black community, but she called this move non-progressive and not solution-focused. It seems almost like it has the spite. And unfortunately, with spite comes hate. And that's just not obviously going to be a good direction for us to go in if we're looking for a positive change. She's right on every account. Afrofuture explained their policy and rationale on their Eventbrite page. Organizers cite equality and equity in their ticketing and state their structure was built to ensure that the most marginalized communities, people of color, are provided with an equitable chance at enjoying events in their own community, that being Detroit. Affording joy and pleasure is unfortunately still a privilege in our society for people of color, and we believe everyone should have access to receiving such. Well, then just charge lower prices, period. Racist ticket pricing. Yeah, can you imagine? This is something else I missed while I was gone. Emergency rules have been put into place for the use of in the distribution of recreational marijuana. This is going to be a long-term problem in the state of Michigan. It's not going to be the panacea that you were promised. It's not going to be this well of money and possibilities. Recreational marijuana smoking lounges, festivals, and home delivery will be allowed in Michigan under a set of emergency rules that state officials put forth last week. The rules define the launch of the recreational marijuana market in Michigan and were signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They outline how the new adult use market will function, how the business license application process will work, and how the recreational and medical marijuana industries will interact. But trust me, having been in Colorado and seeing how that is run and well run, it appears to me that Michigan is way behind, woefully inadequate. And I think that Michigan and the folks that voted for legalized recreational marijuana are in for some surprises that they don't want much. Retail sales still months away, we're told. Michigan residents age 21 and older have been able to possess and consume marijuana since the law took effect in 2018, but retail sales a ways away. The ban from cities and townships, that can happen until the 1st of November. And a lot of places have done it. The emergency rules are in place now, as you know, and social use will soon be allowed. Smoking and using marijuana at special events and festivals will become a reality in Michigan. It'll be okay. I don't think anybody pays attention now. And that was my point. Decriminalizing is one thing. Full-on legalizing, something entirely different. And I don't think we're going to come to think it was a very good idea. Time will tell, and we'll find out. But full-on legalization and the headaches that go with it, the balance might be a little bit different than people thought. 25 after on a Monday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.